This is the first Mattel play in Europe, and it brings together the brand, well, some of the brands from the global toy company, which is Mattel. The ones which we've got in here are Thomas and Friends, Bob the Builder, and Fireman Sam. And this is all about interactive play and imagination. So it's not a theme park. It's not a soft play area. It's basically about role play and interaction. So the children, for example, can put on their hard hat and the high-vis jacket when they go into Bob's world, and then go into Wendy's drawing office, do drawings using blueprints. They can make and destroy things using building blocks, etc. They can go on the sand cranes. They can go on Scoop, which is one of the characters in Bob's world, basically. In the Thomas area, they will see a full-size Thomas the Tank Engine, which they can climb inside and interact with, press all the buttons, make all the sound. There'll be steam coming out of it. They can then go on smaller pedal trains, which they can move around the area. They can climb inside Harold the Helicopter, then slide down the back of Harold the Helicopter into the ball pool. They can make announcements in the ticket office, all things like that. And then when they go into Fireman Sam's area, the first thing they'll see is Jupiter, which is the big fire engine. Again, they can climb inside Jupiter. They can press the buttons. They can use the hose pipes in terms of connecting them and making the lights come up. They can go on to Titan, which is from Ocean Rescue Center, and there they can use Titan and try to help Sam put out the fire, basically, which is obviously an interactive feature.
And how is Liverpool chosen as the destination?
Well, Heritage has been based at Liverpool for 15 years, so we've got strong ties to the city. It's a fantastic location. I mean, looking along the waterfront, I mean, it's iconic. Mattel Play wanted a prime location for the first venue in Europe, and the Albert Dock was selected. We push for Liverpool because we've got great ties with the city. We get a lot of support from Mayor Anderson and the council. Marketing Liverpool, for example, is supporting us, and the Albert Dock as well, with marketing and support. So,
what will be the cost, say, for individuals or even for children's parties?
There'll be a whole host of packages, so it'll be very competitive. So the children will pay once and be able to stay as long as they want to, and they can go between the three zones. So if a child, for example, finds Bob the more popular, they can spend longer in Bob's land, then go back to Thomas. So it will be very much value for money. There'll also be a retail shop and a cafe which is unticketed, where they can go into there and browse or get a photo in terms of the green screen experience. In terms of the parties, there'll be a host of packages. We've got two great party rooms, maximum capacity of 30 children, and those party rooms can be themed. So if they wanted a Bob party or a Rosie party from Thomas, they can do that.
How many people can go in at once on a day-to-day basis?
It's several hundred capacity, so it's 13,000 square feet. So when you look at the unit from the outside, it doesn't look that big, but a lot of it is upstairs and behind, and it's 13,000 square feet. So our maximum capacity is probably about 450, but on a normal day, I would expect there to be a few hundred people in there.
When do you expect it to be open?
Spring next year, spring 2016. We're working with our contractors and installers and with Mattel to make it as early as possible, but it'll be spring 16, certainly be in place for the summer.